It's a real pleasure at this time to present a personality well known, particularly in the capital city of Arizona, Lieutenant Matilda Yanis. Ms. Yanis was for a long, long time a part of the very efficient office staff of Dr. Joseph Madison Greer, widely known in Phoenix and all over Arizona for his brilliant practice in the art of medicine, particularly surgery. Lieutenant Yanis, how long have you been away from home?
16 months.
Does it seem a long time?
It did at first, but doesn't anymore.
Do you dream about going home, or have you sort of put that out of your mind?
I did at first, but not anymore, because I don't want to go home until I'm through over here.
What have you missed most of all since you've been away from the States?
Beautiful clothes and colored dresses. Beautiful shoes and funny hats.
Well, to tell you the truth, some of the ladies at home are missing those things, too.
I don't think they can possibly miss them more than we do.
The business of shoe stamps is one of the funniest things that we have to contend with at home.
We don't have trouble with our stamps because we get GI shoes, the same shoe that the man wears. We have worn out in the field and in the hospital, and it's been the most satisfactory shoe up till now. Now we can wear silk stockings if we have them, or not alone.
Can you get them at all here?
We cannot, but some of us brought some over. I incidentally brought 6 pairs of nylon stockings with me.
My goodness alive, you'll be the envy of everyone who hears your voice in that statement.
Well, I don't know. After being in New Guinea, clothes doesn't last as long over here as it did in the States.
Well, did you bring anything else over here with you that you've been able to use?
Yes, I brought a lot of things, including a down quilt, which I will never use. And it is quite a problem to know what to do with things that we brought. Incidentally, I'm using the last soap that I brought from the States.
Well, that should be a cue for somebody to send you some more soap. I think this is an excellent way to put the story across.
No, I get soap quite frequently.
Fine. Did you miss anything else particularly when you came in here?
Yes. All of us missed children. When we first came, we didn't see any children. And we used to miss children's voices, their laugh, and watch them play. We had been here for about 5 months before we saw any children, and then we had to go to a different island to see some fuzzy wuzzy babies.
Are they anything like our own children at home?
They're still children.
They laugh and cry.
They laugh, they cry, they play, and they have tantrums. And the parents act very much like they do in the States. Maybe they're not as spoiled in our terms, but they're still...
Isn't the mortality among them pretty high?
Supposed to be very high. Some of the missionaries say that it has been extremely high, especially the last few years.
Are you satisfied with the work that the hospitals are doing in this area?
Decidedly so. Patients get very good care. We have some of the outstanding men in the country. We have men that are professors of surgery, professors of medicine, from some of our outstanding universities. And after anybody has seen surgery and has been in close contact with surgeries, I feel that I have, they are getting swell care.
Are the Arizona boys coming through here recognizable, or do you...
Oh, yes, we recognize them. At least I do, because I'm the only Arizona girl in our unit. And as far as Arizona nurses, I've met 2 or 3.
And does everyone seem to be reasonably happy in spite of the circumstances?
Everybody thinks about home, talks about home, and they don't talk about how they want people to sacrifice. They talk about home as home was to them when they were in the States, and they want their families to live the same life and enjoy the same things that they did when they were there themselves.
Any special message you'd like to send home while we're at it?
No, just that I'll be very happy to go home, but as I said before, I am not interested in going home until it's over here and go with the rest of the GIs.
Well, I think that's a characteristic attitude and to be admired. Friends, we've been talking here very informally with Lieutenant Matilda Yanis, whose former association with the office of Dr. Joseph Madison Greer in Phoenix, Arizona, made her well known to many Phoenicians and many Arizonans. I can promise you that she looks fine and seems to be very happy. Thank you very much, Lieutenant.
Thank you, Howard.